Gänse. Welcome back, glubbers of all shapes, sizes, colors, and genders. It is one of your hosts, T-Buds.
How y'all doing? Blue smoke.
And this is Ghetto as F movie discussion.
Welcome
and
back,
more.
Everybody. Welcome back. Good to have you back. I'm glad to see that people are actually listening.
It's yeah.
Very good stuff.
We actually have an awesome show for you guys today.
Very awesome.
One of our favorites,
yeah,
for sure, so far.
This is one of our favorites so far.
Celebrities who are the same exact characters in each movie to end.
Typecasted
celebrities.
Horrible typecasted celebrities, by the way. Not just, you know, there's good typecasted celebrities. Oh, yeah. We just thought of one more celebrity we needed to do. All right, there's good typecasted celebrities.
And then there's really bad typecasted celebrities.
Yeah, so we're gonna go through a couple of the bad ones.
The first four are definitely bad. Our fifth one, you be the judge, I guess.
Yeah. All right, so first of all, we got everyone's favorite, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
I bet you are, Arnold.
I bet you are.
Cookies?
No one said anything about cookies, Arnold. No one said anything.
You like your cookies and milk, Arnold. Are you Santa?
It's not a tumor.
Yes, I bet it isn't.
I bet it isn't. All right, that's enough of it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Tell
me a bit about Blue Smoke.
I think everyone knows about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, his probably two of his most favorite roles, Kindergarten Cop.
Yes.
And Jingle All the Way.
Those are his softer sides, though.
Oh, yeah, but okay, fine. Let's go more with the Terminator.
Yeah.
We got the Terminator. We got the Terminator 2. Terminator Trey.
And then you got Total Recall.
Yeah.
True Lies.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He's the exact same character in every one. Except
I'm cloned!
Except maybe in Terminator,
I'm a robot!
Yeah. He's a robot. Sixth Day. I'm a clone.
I'm a clone again.
Yeah, I'm a clone again.
Oh, Arnold. See, he's got the. Now that he's.
He's just a bad actor, too.
Yeah, But when you're a director or producer, or a casting agent for that matter,
you choose Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know what you're going to get into Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like you're in these really shitty action movies, and it's like.
You need Arnold.
Should we get Brad Pitt, or should we get Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Or Vin Diesel.
But Vin Diesel wasn't around when Arnold Schwarzenegger started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Arnold Schwarzenegger has transformed. He is now typecast as different. Yeah. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, he was a big buff, you know, killing machine.
Yeah.
That, you know, now he's like, Family Guy.
Yeah, family movie.
Family film.
Yeah.
Governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you don't even see him as the character. What's the characters of, besides, you know, the Terminator, what's Arnold's name in True Lies?
You want to know what his name is? His name.
Put that cookie down now!
That's probably one of my favorite lines in all of his movies, right?
That is. Jingle All the Way. What's his name in Jingle All the Way?
With Sinbad.
Fuck,
I don't even know.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. It's like a Harold? Or no, it's like a... I don't know.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what it is.
It's fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right.
Oh, Howard. That's his name.
Howard.
Jamie. I was just trying to think of the part where he takes his mask off at the end and his wife's like so surprised it's him.
Yeah.
Howard?
Because
you can't see through the yellow visor on his face.
It was tinted. You can't see nothing.
You can't.
And you can't tell by Arnold's big goofy voice.
They disguise his voice so well.
Yeah.
You, Jamie.
Quick, Turbo Man. Use your jetpack.
Yeah, fly, Turbo Man, fly.
Man, they should have just named the Turbo Man Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it basically was him. How'd that suit fit him so perfectly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those movies.
Sinbad, man. What a good supporting role.
Yep. Black guys always gotta have their own stand-up comedy routine in the middle of the movies.
Oh, yeah, you know, all of a sudden to break out into stand-up.
It's like, we're standing in line for the toys. All of a sudden it's like, well, you want a Turbo Man. It's just cheap plastic and it's gonna break the next day and you can't even glue a bunch together. Sinbad.
And then you gotta chip the mail and you chip the mail, blah, 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 and get back there. It's like, wow, way to do a stand-up comedy routine in the middle of your movie, Sinbad.
Yes. Good job, Sinbad.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We got another typecasted character.
Wait, we got another one.
We got another one.
What we got?
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider. What's he gonna be next? I mean, come on. He's every movie. He's always like he's like an actor that gets like thrown into the weirdest situation. Like, oh my gosh, he becomes a girl.
He gets transformed.
Oh my gosh, he's an animal. Oh my gosh, he's a gigolo. I mean, every movie he's in, he like
is bad.
Is yes.
Yes.
Fucking Delaware.
Fucking
Delaware. I mean, we don't even need to do a rating on that. We both agreed it. It's fucking Delaware. I don't understand that, dude. Fucking Delaware. But yeah, so I mean, every movie he's in, I mean, Rob Schneider, he's just the ugliest actor out there. I mean, come on. What can we do? Let's throw.
This is how bad he is. Even in Adam Sandler's movies, he's just known for one line. And then Adam Sandler decides to throw him into his movies over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it! That stupid Mediterranean guy with the weird accent. I brought chocolate cake. He's like in three of his movies.
Yeah. And that's just so fucking Delaware. I don't even know what. Fucking Delaware. Fucking Delaware.
That's a Delaware sound.
The Delaware bomb. That means you Delaware. You bombing Delaware. Fuck Delaware.
Delaware scares the shit out of me, man. All right. Next.
All right. What do we got now? Enough with Rob Schneider.
The girls love him. MTV loves him.
But he punked y'all back in the early 2000s.
Ashton Kutcher.
That now he's doing Ashton camera commercials.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Ashton Kutcher. Typical role. Decide to write a movie, this is what I'm going to typecast Ashton Kutcher as. Okay, Ashton, this part's perfect for you. A slacker fraternity boy with no ambition meets a beautiful girl who's highly stuck up and, you know, wants to grow up too fast, but she doesn't like him because he's not mature at all. And then he gets into some cockamamie, you know, situation where he learns that he needs to grow up. But yet, he's still gullible and lovable all at the same time.
Yep. I mean, look at all of them. Butterfly Effect, even though that was like a twist on it, but
he was the same type of guy.
He was
a frat guy. Half the movie.
And he learned about his era of the ways of trying to manipulate time and everything.
Yeah. Even his new movie.
I don't even want to talk about that.
What Happens in Vegas. It's like Ashton Kutcher's like, well, we could take Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
And mix it up with Just Married, and we have a whole new movie.
Yeah, but basically the same movie with Cameron Diaz. That's it.
It's like, dude, I got drunk. Cameron Diaz is drunk. Let's get married. Oh, my God.
We won the lottery. We won Vegas. Whatever. Yeah. Won the jackpot.
Yeah.
And then they even, like, decide, hey, let's split it.
That's too easy.
And then at the end, they end up splitting it anyway.
That's the definition of fucking Delaware.
That's the definition of fucking Delaware. Right there. Delaware. I mean, shit, that movie.
I don't even want to talk about that shit.
All right, who we got next? Let's get.
Oh my God, everyone's big lipped hottie, big lipped, big tittied hottie.
Angelina Jolie. Everybody knows her. She's the same exact character in every movie. Tomb Raider, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Her new movie, Wanted. She's like that hot, like, you know, like sassy.
I'm sexy,
sassy,
but I'm a bad girl.
Spy, bad girl, kind of like.
I'm a bad girl.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have my shirt off, but you just see my back.
Yeah.
I'm a bad girl.
Yeah.
I could shoot you.
No one would expect me to be the bad girl to shoot you. That's why I'm like sneaky.
I'm a whore, but you don't know.
And even in Beowulf.
But you don't know.
I mean, Beowulf. First of all, when I read Beowulf in high school, I did not picture Grendel's mother as being Angelina Jolie.
I wish I did.
Let's just go with that.
I would have had a bone in English class.
Back in high school, Grendel's mother, I pictured.
I would have shot
like,
through the desk.
You know what, T-Boys? You need to settle down. Okay. Back in high school, I pictured Grendel's mother as being like, you know, this big monster with like dripping fangs and everything like that. But no, I see Beowulf, and all of a sudden Grendel's mother comes up. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This can't be Grendel's mother, but it is. And I'm just like, this makes no fucking sense. It's just fucking Delaware, right there.
It would have made sense if she came out in black leather with a gun and lots of tattoos.
Yeah.
And said really weird lines.
Doing flips and shoots.
Yeah. God, Angelina Jolie.
She just needs to
Gone in 60 Seconds. That's another movie where she's like, I'm the bad girl.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, have you ever had sex in a car?
Yeah,
it's like, I'm sure Nicolas Cage has had sex in a car.
I've had in 60 seconds.
Yeah. God, Angelina Jolie, why don't...
Yeah, I'm sure Nicolas Cage...
Honestly...
I mean, have you even seen Next? Or have you even seen the Ghost Rider, Nicolas Cage? He's like... I digress. I'm going off on a tangent now.
You are going off on a tangent.
So what more about Angelina Jolie?
She's a big-tittied hoe. I really don't even think her face is that great looking. She's got some DSLs. For all you don't know, she got some dick-sucking lips. She could probably suck the paint off a wall. Like, no joke. You'd have a blue...
She looks like a fish, kind of. If you look at her face, she looks like a fish.
But you would have a... If I had Jolie in my room, this is how it would be. I'd be like, I'm going to go get some milk. I don't know what the fuck the bitch likes to drink, but she's got big enough titties where she seems to like to drink milk a lot. So my wall would be painted blue. I'd come back, my fucking wall would be like pink somehow. I'd be like, what the fuck you do, bitch, paint my room? And I'd see blue all over her lips. She's like, no, I sucked the paint off the wall. And I'd change it different colors because I got such big ass lips. You can totally see that shit happening, though.
I know what you're
talking about. And then I would just... Her face is mediocre. You know, she got butt a face. Everything's good, but the face.
She looks like a fish.
Yeah, she looks like a fish. But her body, man, if I just, like, I would turn my head away while I was hip thrusting. I would twisting tiger that bitch. I would put my leg up on my dresser, and I would twisting tiger her. But as long as I didn't look at her face, then it would be fine.
Just make sure you hid your Pokemon cards.
Yeah. And then I would make her dress up in black leather, with a toy gun and run around my house and do flips and shit because that's all she knows how to do. I don't know how to do. She takes care of kids. What does she teach these kids? She doesn't teach these kids.
She teaches them how to do backflips.
Yeah, she teaches them how to do backflips. She's like, look, if you want to make it in Hollywood, you can't have a good brain. You have to have good backflips.
Of course, good backflips. That's
good backflips. And you have to pretend to show your boobs, but you really show your back.
Yeah.
Show your back. All righty. Enough about that.
We're going to get to our mystery celebrity.
This
actor that's in every movie.
This one
typecasted as either the narrator nowadays,
yeah,
or the wise black man that's always like the head of the agency.
The wise black uncle. He's not like the father. He's like the uncle.
He like comes out and sums everything up into a neat little package. We're gonna do this one, but it's
Morgan Freeman.
It's Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
We're actually running out a little low on time right now. So we're just going to leave you hanging there with Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Question mark?
Evan Almighty, Morgan Freeman, wise black man. This is our salute to him. We think any movie would be better with Morgan Freeman. We're going to get back to that next episode because we're actually running low on time.
Let's get to the pick of the day real quick.
Pick of the day today is
All or Nothing by the world-famous boy band from...
O-Town. It's just a random song we pick of the day. Sing along if you know it.
Sing along if you know it.
All right. Okay, so... Why do you like O-Town?
I love O-Town because they harmonize beautiful. And that song, Liquid Dreams. Woo! I want a girl... I don't know the words, to be honest, but All or Nothing is just a beautiful song. You can play it on the piano with your friends at Best Buy and sing to it.
You can. All right. Well, let's get to the pick of the day right now, okay? Here we go. It's not the way I choose to live, and something somewhere's got to give, and sharing this relationship gets older. You know I'd fight for you, but how can I fight someone who isn't even there? I've had the rest of you, now I want the best of you, I don't care.
I want it all or nothing at all. Welcome back, clubbers.
Everyone enjoyed it. All right.
All right.
Leave you today real quick. This is definitely part one of this episode.
Yeah, we'll definitely do this again. Check out our MySpace at www.myspace.com/tbuds.
630.
T-B-U-D-Z 630. Leave us a comment. What celebrities you think are always typecasted? Leave us a comment about other topics.
What you want to talk about, just please leave us a note. We're interested in your feedback.
All right.
Peace, love, Jamba Juice.
T-Buds.